Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bane.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to Wednesday night, the Wednesday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday, April 27th, 2011. Thank you for joining me. Shouts to Ken Moore and Kishu for showing up early in the chat. Appreciate you guys being here on time. And I'm really excited. I have a guest that's going to be joining me in a little bit. He's a friend of mine. His name is James Apollo. He is a singer-songwriter, and he's kind of a nomad, so I don't know where he's based out of right now. I know he's originally, for a long time, was based in Minnesota, and I met him here in San Francisco when he was living out here for a while. And I've seen him play all over the country, and he's performed all over the world. He's huge in London. The Limeys seem to like him out there. I don't know why, but he's a good guy, and he's going to be here with me tonight. So stay tuned for that, and we'll talk about music and life and whatever else comes up, and then we'll take your calls. 347-826-7667. And before I bring James on, I'm going to get into some music here. This is something from James Apollo, of all people. I think I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot of James Apollo tonight. And let's get things started off. This track is called Good Grief from James Apollo.
I'm
yeah, motherfucking James Apollo in the place. That was James Apollo with the track Good Grief. And by golly, James Apollo's here now. Hey, James, welcome to the show.
What's happening, Vince? How's it been?
Oh, it's good, bro. It's good. I'm doing well. I'm glad to hear your voice. How are you, man?
I'm swell. I'm swell. I think you still have my skateboard.
No, I think my old roommate has that, actually. I'll hit her up and see if I can get it for you. You need that skateboard?
It would be good to have. I mean, there's times when you need it, you know?
Yeah, transportation. It's good for that. You're right. I'll look into that.
I got a lot of trash cans to ollie over.
That's what's up. Yeah. James Apollo is more than just a singer-songwriter, ladies and gentlemen. He is also a world-renowned skateboarder.
Well, I'm a daredevil. It's more of a daredevil.
For sure. You're like Evil Knievel.
No, yesterday I went river ratting. I'm now a river rat. I took a canoe down this rapidy river, and I believe I was well respected amongst the kayaking crew for being completely inexperienced yet gung ho.
That would be we like to refer to them here on the internet as new fags.
Wow, it must be a British term.
No, that's not a British term, because a British term would be more like a new cigarette, I believe. No, new fags, that's like the internet version of like newbie type of thing. So you're like
a newbie is the only guy that can really, you know, create sort of the most, you know, the impact or just sort of the raw hubris, you know, the challenge to the game. I think the last emperor of Rome was probably not a newbie, but the first one, he was a game changer.
For sure. Absolutely. That's right. James Apollo, he drops knowledge, and he will continue to do so on this program. And I appreciate everybody tuning in early on here. Ken Moore, Kishu, LFNJ, Troy Shadow, and a couple of guests. And you're listening to James Apollo. He's a singer-songwriter. Where are you based now, dude? I can't keep up with you. Last time I think I checked in with you, you were based in Seattle. Are you still in Seattle?
Well, I'm in Seattle right now. It's more a matter of where are you right now.
But yeah, that's, you're right. Yes, thank you. So right now you're in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm on a street in Seattle. It's good. The apple blossom. So, but hey, man, this weekend I'm gonna be back. I'll be back in New York, where you and I reconnected after years of separate wandering, and we were neighbors on the same street in Brooklyn. I thought that was, you know, kind of odd, kind of pretty.
Yeah, that was awesome. We were neighbors for a couple of months. We had tours of duty both in New York that overlapped, and it was nice to share a little bit of my time there with you as a neighbor, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wish that your roommate would have got me the skateboard back.
Yeah, my bad. I think she might have slanged it for some rock at the projects.
She had a lot of things that she did that were going on.
She had a thing for you, though. She did. She liked James Apollo. I think she purposely kept that skateboard as some sort of token or memento. Do you get a lot of that, James? Do you get a lot of the psycho crazy stalkers?
No. I mean, how many is too many? You know. I mean, I guess if you have one, maybe you're normal, and if you have three, I guess then it's just flattery. I guess if it's like 10, then it's weird. But no, I don't have 10.
But I'm sure you've had some stalkers, right? I mean, you have to have, there's a guy like you putting out the kind of material, the smut that you put out there, you have to have at least a handful of ladies throwing themselves at you, and I'm sure there has to have been one or two that have gotten a little bit, you know, fucking crazy with you, right?
Yeah, but I think it's really difficult for a woman to be a stalker because a man can be a stalker because it's creepy, you know, like and it's scary. But when a woman is a stalker, it's only flattering, or it's just like, or it's cute, you know. It's never really scary. I definitely haven't had one of those scary stalkers, which I think would only be like, you know, a weird if some like Marine sergeant was a stalker, that would be scary. But if your old roommate was a stalker, like that wouldn't perceive as a stalker. That's just like, oh, that's quaint, that's cute.
Yeah, you're right. It is kind of cute. Although if you get to know her, you won't think it's so cute. But
oh no, I don't. She's,
it is what it is.
That particular woman. I mean, that was her job, is kind of being scary, I think. But anyway, that's how that goes. You know, you live and learn.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're gonna go into another track here from James Apollo. I'm Vince in the Bay, kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome tonight with James, and we're gonna get in here to a track from him called Granddad's Morphine and Wine.
What I've done. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the bitches who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitches that I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah, you already know what it is. It's VITB with holding it down here with James Apollo. And yeah. If y'all want to join us, the number is right there on your screen. Don't be shy. Shouts to Kenmore, Kishu, LFMJ, Sexy Mojo, and Troy Shadow. And Sexy Mojo, yes, it is safe to explore the chat room now. The infestation of trolls we had last week has sort of worked itself out, and we're back to normal programming this week. And not that it wasn't fun last week, James. I had a really wild week last week. I had I experienced a troll raid for the first time ever twice last week.
My silence is only curiosity. Go on.
Well, this is how it works. So basically, there's a couple of message boards that kids congregate on the internet, and this is where they go for their marching orders, so to speak.
Right.
And it's basically like an army of trolls. These are just kids, high school to college age kids from across the universe, who flock to various message boards on the internet. And plot evil, devious raids, as they're called. This is basically just like a flash mob of users on the internet that infiltrate chat rooms and message boards and what have you.
Yeah.
Well, one of these brigades of trolls caught wind of Blog Talk Radio last week. And they just happened to do so when I was a guest on another program on the Debbie Daly Show. It was about a week ago Monday, and I was hanging out with her, no big deal. And we were just chit chatting on the air, and she does like a call in advice show, and I was helping her give people advice on the air. And suddenly, her chat room went from like 20 listeners to like 300, and like. Literally like 20 seconds. It was insane.
Right.
And her callers, she went from having like two or three callers waiting to call in to talk to her to having like 30 waiting to call in to talk to her. And we ended up taking like something like, I don't know, 200 calls or something like that night. It was insane. Most of them were just the N-word repeated over and over and over again. But some of them were actually kind of funny and entertaining, and it ended up being a really entertaining show. And so she ended up having something like over 1,000 live listeners just off the chain. And of course they thought I was like a part of her show or something. You know, they didn't know what was going on. And then they came from her show to my show. I ended up having over like 700 people on my show fucking with me. You know, I ended up taking like 175 calls on my own. And
hey, I can imagine people really fucking with you, Vince. It's like poking Jell-O. Like, you know,
that's what it was. They found out.
Yeah.
You know what? If you go back and listen to it, I wore them down. By the end of the show, they were calling in. They're like, dude, I trolled you like three times, and you fucking worked me every time, man. Fuck, I just have to say, what's up, dude? You were good. Later, thanks, man. Good show. Like people,
nice.
They were defeated. They were defeated. I slayed so many trolls.
Yeah,
it was great. It was so much fun. It was great for my improv skills. Like, I really got in some serious workout. Like, and then, of course, they came back the next night. It wasn't a raid so much the next couple of nights, but I still got a lot of residue. throughout the whole week. I had over 200 listeners on average every show last week. It was off the chain.
I think Rickles built his whole career on that. I mean, I think you've got something here,
dude. And so what I found flattering though out of the whole business was the fact that so many a lot of kids came for the troll but stayed for the show. It was great.
Yeah,
like they came in. They, you know, because a lot of them didn't come back. Half of them didn't come back. They're just like they, you know, it's like fuck. This guy knows we're trolling him. He's no fun. That's not what they're looking for. But some of them were just like, hey, maybe hanging out with this guy isn't so bad, rather than you know fucking with somebody else. So
yeah,
like, they haven't come back to troll me, but I think I got some new listeners out of it. So whatever.
Yeah, no man, I was playing. Where was I? You know, I think I was in Colorado or something a few weeks ago, and it was some kind of. You know, it wasn't like a zombie con, but it was sort of like a weird rabbit. Like everybody's dressed as a little rabbit in a hat or something, and they all come into your show. And like, you know, they all came into the music hall because that's where the rabbits and the hats are going or whatever. You know, but then right, if you capture 5% of those rabbits and the hats, it's like, oh well, I actually enjoy this. Then that's good. And then just thank God for the rabbits and the hats for being there. You know.
Yeah, it was fun. I could not imagine having to go through that like every day. It was very draining. Like,
right.
And the sad thing is, there's another host on here. The guy who I think is the best host on this whole network, Ghost. He's this hardcore conservative capitalist cowboy Yahoo. He broadcasts at a Austin, Texas. He just drinks booze. Straight up through his whole show, and he gets riled up just enough, and he knows the memes and all the lingo just enough that they will never stop trolling this guy. Like seriously, every day is a raid with this guy.
They found him.
They hit fucking Eureka with him, and it's out of control.
Well, I mean, those are the shows. If I'm driving, like you have a late night, early morning drive, it's exactly stuff like that that I would listen to because, you know, just like maybe it just gets you angry or just keeps you awake no matter what. It's either listening to like crazy right wing talk radio or just the Coast to Coast AM or whatever.
Oh, yeah, this guy's you'll love this guy. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/ghost. And just you can subscribe on iTunes. You go to his page and there's a button on there somewhere where iTunes and you can subscribe and just get it as a podcast. You don't even have to listen to it live. And he's the best thing going. I'll listen to him before I listen to anything else. Terrestrial, radio, satellite, it don't matter. He's the best thing going. He's so fucking entertaining and he gets it. And it's like it's this sort of new era of entertainment where it's not a one way street anymore. You know, with social media and all this new internet and technology that's going on, you know, and this is what the existing entertainment establishment doesn't get, and they're just starting to realize it, and they're trying to like reverse the ship, and it's taken them a long time, but it's not a one way street anymore. It's a two way street. You have a direct link with your audience. You get a direct feedback from your audience. You can't the days of just pumping out garbage and the people just having to take it are over because they can tell you direct. They can, you know, give you direct feedback and tell you that your shit is trash and they're not interested. And seriously, the mainstream media and all these mainstream outlets are slowly trying to figure that out. That's why they're partnering with like the YouTubes and everything. I just saw that Fox just inked a deal with YouTube to share content with them or whatever. So there's a lot of jockeying for position right now, and it's interesting.
YouTube just got racist.
What's that?
Nothing. What? Sorry, I was driving around a corner really fast.
Yeah, be careful, man. I don't want you to get in an accident, man.
It's fine. It's a cold, rainy night. I didn't mean to stop you there. YouTube just inked a deal with Fox.
Yeah. It's a big conspiracy. They're trying to get their fingers around the internet, but it just keeps slipping out of their fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. The internet's like jello.
And you know what's funny is they created it. The fucking internet was created by the government, and they can't. They have no control over it. It's hilarious.
Well, maybe the internet is like the robot that you built to fly, or to maybe just like maybe just drive the train, and then it won't slow down around the curves, and then you've got this crazy internet cigar smoking train driver, and the rest of the world is just it's just along for the ride. They'll just sit back and just get troll mobbed again and again.
Exactly. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay hanging out with James Apollo. He's my guest tonight. He's a singer-songwriter. And it looks like, James, you are going to be heading out to the Columbia City Theater in Seattle, Washington in May, and also the Fork Life Festival in Seattle, as well as Connor Brenn in Seattle. It looks like you have a bunch of Seattle dates. Any of those you want to spotlight at this juncture?
Well, I mean, any of those are good times. Like I tour around a lot, and then it's pretty cool to come home for a little while. And so I'm definitely hanging out in Seattle for the next couple months, laying low, if you will, playing several shows of a hometown variety.
That's what's up. Oh, I see you just you played South by Southwest this year.
Yeah, that was the same clusterfuck it's always been.
You don't have a good time there?
Oh, no. I have a good time. I think I finally learned how to deal with it. Like if South by Southwest is just a big party, then it's super fun, but you have to kind of like throw away any artistic semblance of yourself and just South by Southwest is like a PBR sponsored water slide, and you just take it. But no, it's a really good time. I brought the band and I went down. It was the first time a couple of the guys in the group had been down there, and it was the first kind of long road trip they'd been on. And so we drove down, and then after like 36 hours of driving, finally we stopped and slept in the in a field behind a gas station, and then everybody set their alarm clocks for 5 a.m. And I said, guys, this is the field behind the gas station that we sleep in. Tomorrow night we play a sold-out show with Jack White. Everybody enjoy this part. It's going to be a lot more enjoyable. And then, yes, the drummer got thrown out of that show the next day before he got to see the headlining act. That's how that stuff goes. Yeehaw.
What, you guys open for Jack White?
We open for one of his bands. He's got a lot of – I mean, that guy has a lot of different bands. The band that he had down there was called Pepper Rabbit. But, I mean, I didn't see him. Like, the drummer got kicked out of the show, and we all kind of – for something else, but yeah, there's a million.
Wait, that wasn't Kevin, was that? Was that Kevin?
Oh, Kevin. It was not Kevin. I'm the
different drummer. Okay, I was gonna say how I could not imagine Kevin getting kicked out of.
Oh no, when I met Kevin, the longtime drummer for James Apollo, we met for a tour in Europe, and one of the first shows we played was in Vienna, and Kevin got us thrown out of the cab in Vienna for yelling or something, and then. This angry, large, sort of Viennese man starts sort of like pushing him and screaming at him in German. No, he seems like a tame guy, but he's a belligerent drunk, and he's got no recourse for that, except his fish knowledge.
Damn.
Yeah. Fortunately, the man knows a lot about fish, so that can get him out of a lot of tough spots.
He does. He's an aficionado.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Zing.
I'll use that again.
Oh, yeah. That's how we do it here on the Vince in the Bay program. It's just zinger after zinger. You know what I'm saying?
Winning.
All right, let's go into another track here. I got James Apollo with me. We're hanging out. If you want to join us, the lines are open. 1-347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay, and how about we do a little of James and Paulo. This is called blah, 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 The Violins.
Four men with stuck faces, side by side they stay. If you're clutching for cases, lock each leg to pay.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, 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 Vince in the Bay. Back with James Apollo, my guest tonight. And he is going to be appearing in Seattle, Washington, May 14th, the Columbia Theater. And you should check him out. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, he's doing a run of dates up there. And he's my guest tonight. If you want to talk to me or him, or if you just want to, I don't know, spout out about nothing incoherently like I am right now, the number's on the screen. Feel free to do so. Shouts to Carl Barks, Ken Moore, Kishu, LFJN, or NJ. All right, you know what? LFNJ, you need to get a new screen name because that just does not roll off the tongue very well.
That's difficult.
LFNJ, lady from New Jersey. I guess I'll just have to say it. That's one of the few acronyms that it's better to just say it out loud.
Did you make the acronym up, or do you know that that's the official acronym?
She was on my show last night. I know that's the official, yeah.
Okay. You could tell that she was from New Jersey, but by the way she acted.
Well, yeah, and she also confirmed that that was what it stood for.
I see.
Yeah. And also Philoplat, Sexy Mojo, and Syphilitic Meat.
I feel like I ordered that the other day.
Oh, yeah?
But I didn't.
If you are, you should always get organic.
Yeah, you're right. Or no non sulfates at least. I mean, the sulfates are what really kill that.
Yeah. I think I also have Kishu on the line, but her hand is not up. So, Kishu, just raise your hand if you want to jump in. But I'm gonna keep
you. Is there a way to raise your hand on the internet? There's an internet hand raise option.
Yeah, there is. You just press number one. You press one, and that raises your hand. What's up? I believe Kishu is experimenting with hallucinogenics. I think she's on crystal meth and acid and ecstasy and mushrooms tonight.
You know, that brings us back to a subject that we initially brought up, which was that I wanted to start growing opium, and I need advice on how to do this. I've done some of the research, and it looks like it's okay to grow opium, like totally legit, no problem. You can grow opium. It's just illegal to harvest opium. So I would like to say for on-the-record business here, James Apollo does not harvest opium, so he may grow it and might be interested in a business partner that could harvest that, and thus taking the risk away. I mean, you'll get 20%, maybe 15%.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you're interested in a business opportunity, James Apollo he's more than just an artist. He is a capitalist. And
these days, you have to be.
Hey, preaching to the choir, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to Ken Moore for coming through. He's got to go home. I appreciate you coming through, brother. Always nice to see you around. Stay safe, bro. So, yeah. Where were we? Go ahead.
We're talking opium or anything, really.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's Vince in the Bay here with James Apollo. He's my guest tonight. And he's a singer-songwriter, and he's also looking to get into the opiate trade. So if you're knowledgeable in this area, we'd love to hear from you. We're looking for opiate experts, I would suppose would be the term. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's just one of them. If we're going to spread the fan, you know, larger, I'm probably going to, you know, reignite my whiskey distilling operation, which has been a bit dry since probably 2006 or so when I was thrown out of my apartment for doing it. You see, distilling whiskey is kind of like having a big bomb on your stove, and so a lot of people don't want to do it. But George Washington did make his fortune as a distiller as opposed to a president, and so that's kind of in a roundabout manner what has brought us to the recent sort of maybe opium is the cash crop of now. I feel like. Everybody would say that you should just be growing marijuana. I think that's kind of played out, and plus, I think everybody's looking for marijuana. So opium people are more open to.
Got it. Hey, I think we have a call here, James. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 541, you're on the air with James and Vince. What's going on?
Hey, Vince, how are you?
Oh, I should have known. Speaking of the Pacific Northwest, we have our good friend Sexy Mojo with us now. Welcome, Sexy.
Hey, I think we should do a road trip. Like, pick me up on your way to Seattle.
Okay, sure. Actually, you know what we should do? We should have Kishu pick me up. Kishu should pick up Dick Burns. They should come capture me. We'll come get you, and then we'll go to Seattle and check out James Apollo at one of these shows.
That works.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, Northern California is is really very, there's not much there. I mean, it's like, what is it? It's like driving through New Jersey or something.
Yeah.
Is Northern California that bad?
No, no, actually, Northern, it's the best.
Place you've ever drive to. It's a place where if you should buy a car just to drive through Northern California. It's comical. It's like a roller coaster that is free and forever.
Okay, then.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. I'm just kidding, Sexy. You can stick around. You want to hang with us?
Sure.
Okay, because we're going to go into another track here. This is another one from James Apollo. This is Mercenary Tango. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back with James Apollo. Mojo, and Kishu is laying low in the cut. Remember, Kishu, just press 1 if you ever want to jump in, honey. And yeah, we'd love to have you on with us. Shouts to Carl Barks, Kishu, Lady from New Jersey, and Philo Platt and Sexy Mojo, and all the guest listeners. for holding it down here. We're still in our numero uno. And what do we got going here? Carl Barks says poppy seeds. Colin Vince, opium dens in San Francisco, nothing better than shooting dope. Go to your local Chinatown for a fix. Can I download this from blah, blah, blah? Boom, 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 boom. Okay.
Did Chinatown still work that way? I feel like if you can still go to Chinatown for an opium den, then you can still get drugged and kidnapped and put aboard a ship into a life of servitude.
I would imagine that's still a possibility, although very, very, the odds are very minute at this juncture, I would imagine.
No, I mean, if the odds are minute for the Shanghai factor, then I figure the odds are equally minute that you would just even find the initial opium den. Because yeah. Opium den equals you're gonna be working aboard a ship for a couple of years. Right?
I think that's how it works. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I haven't gone through that. I have no clue.
I mean, I think that's what we need. We need answers on this. Doesn't anybody? I mean, somebody must know about this, right?
Anybody listening, please, by all means, give us a shout here. Get on the horn and fill us in. There's so many questions that are left to be answered tonight, and hopefully by the end of the show, we can get them all straightened out.
I can think of four people I know that have said I've been kidnapped by an alien, but I can't think of anybody I know that has said I have been Shanghai'd and I have to work on a ship. And that seems so much more feasible.
Yeah, I know. You're right. It's way more practical than anything paranormal at all. And you would imagine, you know what? That's probably a niche. That's probably a good actual niche for a show, a genre for a show here on Blog Talk Radio. Because you wouldn't believe the amount of paranormal shows that they have on this goddamn network. Why not do a Shanghai show? You could host that, dude. You could be that man, I think. You could feed that market.
Or just kidnapped by very normal means, you know? Regular earthly kidnapping. I mean, there's got to be a lot of that.
Abducted by the Amish.
Abducted by Harrison Ford. I mean, that's one. That's probably like a week.
So, dude, tell me. Now, I know you go back and forth to the UK a lot. So you must have, I'm sure you fly out of JFK a lot, which is probably Ground Zero or Grand Central Station for the police state. What has been your experience with the body scanners thus far, going back and forth across the pond?
Well, a friend of mine works for the airline security administrator, whatever, Homeland Security. And when the body scanners came in, I sent him like a nice handwritten note on the promotion that he just got, because he just got promoted from like a guy that looks at a screen all day to a guy that just gets to feel people up all day. I mean, it's congrats, buddy. I don't know. The body scanner, I got scanned 2 days ago. I feel like that's probably on the internet. There's all kinds of, it's just like fodder for more fun stuff to come out, right? I mean, you stand next to a microwave, you get a barter plane, we're all going to get cancer and die. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Oh, I already have a radioactive penis now, thanks to the Fukushima disaster.
How did that happen? Did you have to dip it in the reactor, or did it just like sort of?
No. What happened is, this is what happened. They let that reactor leaked and let a bunch of radioactive material seep out into the ocean, and eventually found its way over here into our daily lives, into the air, into the water supply. Into the foods, everything. So, hence, I've already started seeing some of the side effects. I now have a radioactive penis. All the hair on my testicles has fallen out. My ball sack is now a very bright orange hue, and my shaft is erect 24/7. So now Viagra is basically a moot point at this juncture.
How come you never told me about this? Thanks.
Oh, I've been open about this for a while. I actually can't. Speaking of ghosts, I was telling you about the ghost program. I came out to Ghost about this a couple of weeks ago now, because he was very concerned about all the radioactive leakage that was apparently supposed to happen over here. Apparently, the levels of background radioactive noise or whatever the measurement of it is, like the current levels are like 180 times the normal amount, which the normal amount is zero. So times zero by a billion, and it's still zero.
Yeah, that's a figure that you can make up. Well, besides, I mean, you guys are in, yeah, I mean, you're in the Bay Area. I think the Bay Area has a reputation for if there's any pollution that comes in anyway, it all just gets instantly channeled somehow to like Fresno or Merced or something, right?
It goes straight to the valley, straight to the Central Valley, and just pollutes. Yeah. That's why there's so many retards that live out there.
Well, and that's why oranges are poison.
Yes. Hey, let's take a call here. I got somebody with their hand up here. Area code 360. You're on the air with James and Vince. What's up?
This is Phil.
Hey, what's Phil.
What's up, Phil? Opium. You got to get the right seeds. You're gonna have to order them off the internet.
Do I have to go to Sweden or something? Seems like Sweden would probably have that.
No, if you go on YouTube and watch some videos on poppies, they don't specifically say that they're opium poppies, but they do have an address to order the right seeds. You know, you can't just grow the opium seeds that you buy in the grocery store.
Right.
They will grow. Those seeds grow really good, but they don't do nothing. Already tried it.
The grocery store seeds.
Yeah, the kind you put on poppies. Even though they will show up positive in a urine test if you eat these seeds, like the next day or two, you know, you're going to show up positive on a urine test. But they don't.
But yeah, you know, I'm not trying to make heroin or anything, but I think like to be able to be like maybe an opium tea, guy or somebody that, you know, just I want some kind of cash crop. It seems like there's got to be some good ones. And so, right, if there's and I believe it's called like Chinese opium or something. Like it must have a name that's sort of disguised.
Yeah, you know, you just harvest it and smoke it. What, you know, nothing wrong with smoking it. In fact, if people just grew their own opium, it would put the cough and cold remedy industry out of business, which is ultimately why it's illegal.
Is that why I never get a cold? Because I smoke weed all the time?
Well, weed and opium are... No, I think weed gives you a cold a lot. Vince, you're sick like 300 days a year.
Well, in the head, but no, I don't get colds, though.
Oh, all right, never mind. I thought I'd try and call your bluff. That's all I was trying to do there.
Touche. Nice try, dude. The trolls hardened me, bro.
The time. I still try.
Fortified now. I'm a fortress now because of the trolls. I slayed so many goddamn trolls. I'm untrollable now.
Yeah. So you're gonna grow? Yeah. You want to grow indoors or outdoors?
No, I want to grow outdoors, and it's also like I want to use just sort of. I feel like it's. I heard that it was totally legal to just grow this. It was just illegal to, you know, do anything with it. So that's what I mean. It's got to be like a two-part system where I merely am a farmer, and then I find some other guy who is the other half of this, and then nobody is innately responsible.
No, I think you're good if you're just like, hey, just want to open my own poppy seed muffin business. I want to specialize. That's my niche, poppy seed muffin.
I mean, muffins are big these days. I feel like that's good. You're cool with that.
Yeah, everybody loves a muffin. Who doesn't like a muffin?
No one would a baker for any reason. I used to, my old roommate used to be a baker. I tell you, my friend network a couple years ago was like, I knew a baker, and I know a policeman, and I knew a fireman, and I knew a mailman. Like, I knew like a Lego town, and that's good. Then you have everybody you need for anything around. You know, we need more people with those types of jobs, like opium man and just like regular thing, like the guy that puts up the phone poles. Those are good things. Everybody needs those.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, the problem is if your neighbors see you harvesting the opium,
right? Mm-hmm.
They will want some.
Well, so. Right. Okay. So, you know, it's almost a good idea to get the whole neighborhood involved.
Yeah.
And everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like what the mafia does. Like, you know, like you get everybody's hands dirty, and then nobody can do anything.
Yeah, that's a good approach.
I'm looking for ways here. I'm just looking for angles. Because the neighbors are not, they're pretty pissed about the whole trash cans not being in and lawn never being mowed and stuff. You know, they can't just rely on niceness. They got to have a hard angle on this.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what's up. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. We're trying to figure out ways to monetize opiates. And we're also hanging out with James Apollo and listening to tracks from his musical archives, if you will. And we're going to continue with another track from James. And if you want to join us here on the conversation, it's 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Just dial it in and press 1, and that'll raise your hand and notify me that you want to join the conversation. We're going into hour number 2 now here with my guest, James Apollo, and here's a track from James entitled No East, No West.
Ain't no way.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back with you. I'm back with James and the Apollo. James and the Apollos. James at the
right,
Apollo.
We're all here. We're all sitting in this 1988 minivan on the side of the street. Everybody say hello.
Hi, everybody. All right, dude, I know you got to go, but James, I really appreciate you hanging out with me tonight. And before you take off, can you give us a quick little spiel on where folks can track you down on the internet?
Yeah, you can type in James Apollo into Google, and you'll find all that. Or you can go to jamesapollo.com. You can go to iTunes, look for James Apollo Records. My new record is called Till Your Feet Bleed, which that last tune, No East, No West, was off of. It's good. It's good things. Drop me a line. We'll say hi. We'll be friends.
That's what's up. And what's your Twitter again?
James Apollo. Twitter at James Apollo.
There you go.
It's a mix of melodramatic bullshit and occasional interesting things.
That's what's up. Hey, so I have one more track I'm going to play of yours as we say goodbye. This one's called How Hard. Do you want to give us a little spiel on How Hard before we get out?
Yeah, I mean, this is about sort of the good times and the bad times, and mostly bad. It's called How Hard a Heart of Gold Can Be in completion. And, you know, it's a little more of a dreamy number. You just got to sit back and sway with it.
That's what's up. Thanks a lot, James. Appreciate it, bro. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Vince. Till then.
All right, my man. James Apollo, everybody. And I'm Vince of the Bay. I'll be back with your calls after this. This is How Hard by James Apollo.
Yeah.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Excuse me, Vince in the Bay back here with you live for another 48 minutes. Shouts to James Apollo one more time for joining me tonight. And for the rest of the night, it's going to be open lines. So if you just want to call in and chit-chat, we can do that. And we'll just vamp it up here for the rest of the show. And I still have Sexy Mojo with me. Hey, Sexy, how you feeling right now, girl?
Fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I feel wonderful, especially that now that it's just you and me and I got rid of that asshole I had to interview.
He was great.
He was. He was awesome. He is awesome. He's fantastical.
Fantastical. That was cute.
Yeah, he's an old friend of mine. I met him, oh, man. It's probably going to be coming up on almost 10 years now. I probably have known him for a good solid 8 years at least.
Wow. Was that you who filmed the fire hydrant video?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was actually pretty funny. I watched that.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about that on the show. I have some other video that's pretty... I could dox him, or not dox him, but I could troll him. I have some video of him in the shower, actually. He also made a cameo. I used to be a filmmaker. I used to be a wannabe filmmaker. I went to film school, and I worked as a legit technician in the film industry, or the entertainment industry, whatever, film and video and blah-bitty-bloobity. But... what was I talking about? Oh, but I made a film. I made a film for a while there. It was like this sort of quasi-docu-comedy. It was like a documentary, but it was more of a mockumentary, I guess you could say, that took place in a video store. You can find a couple of clips of it on the internet. It's called Val's Video Valhalla, and he makes a cameo in that. Like, it seems like every little... artistic endeavor I get into, somehow I find a way to drag him into it. Like, I did filmmaking for a while, and I had he got a little cameo in that. Now I'm doing this podcast, radio blog talk show, and he was perfect for this. He was awesome. I was really glad that he came through.
Yeah, well, that's really sweet that he supports you like that.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully you guys will support him and check him out. Like I said, he's near you, so I could easily scoop you up and go check him out. Like I was saying, if Kishu would wake up and join the conversation, I was suggesting that Kishu kidnap Dick Burns, and then they do like Bonnie and Clyde shit, and they come straight for me. Kidnap me, then we'll go up and pick up you, and then we'll go straight to Seattle, check out James Apollo, kidnap him, and then we'll go up to Vancouver and we'll fucking just smoke fucking mad weed for like 48 hours straight in like some fucking hotel room and just get fucking our party on for like 2 days straight. What do you think about that?
Okay, I'm in. Just pick me up.
We're just gonna smoke mad blunts nonstop. 48 hours in Vancouver. Just us and our whole posse that we accumulate along the way.
Okay, but I don't smoke.
Oh, that's perfect. We need the one designated non-stoner. You're perfect. Everybody, it's kind of like in the old gangster movies, like The Godfather and everything. There's the consigliere. I can't even say it. The consigliere, whatever. You know what I mean? You know, the Robert Duvall in The Godfather. The one non-dago. You're the one non-stoner that just kind of keeps all the affairs in order and straight. Yeah, you're perfect.
All right, I'm in. I say we do it. Let's not just talk about it. Let's do it.
For sure. We will.
When is it? When is his show in Seattle?
His show in Seattle, I'm looking right now, sorry. Let's see.
Didn't you say May 14th?
Yeah, there's one May 14th, there's one May 27th, there's one June 17th, and there's one June 25th.
Okay, well, the May 14th is on a Saturday. I say we go.
With
Shelby. I'm like 7 hours from Seattle.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm thinking I'm doing. I have my homie, my home skillet. He lives in Arcata. So I haven't visited, I haven't stayed with him for a while, so I'm going to go up and probably give him a little visit, and maybe I'll work it into this. That's like 2 weeks from now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to see what I can do about that, for sure. I'll hit you up. I'll let you know what's up. That'd be cool. We could do a remote Vince in the Bay broadcast and live from behind the scenes with Jason Paolo in Seattle at the Columbia City Theater. He says he's playing with Shelby Earl. Never heard of that person. You ever heard of Shelby Earl?
No.
Should have asked him while he was here. He's a good person to follow on Twitter. He doesn't tweet a lot, but when he does, it's kind of random. And I was just looking at it today just to kind of get ideas of what to ask him and stuff. He says stuff like, he's legitimately interested in opium. Anybody got any tips on growing opium? Looking to add another cash crop to my sharecropping alliance. I didn't ask him about the rest of his sharecropping alliance. What, goddamn, what other crops does he have? That'll be a follow-up question in the next interview, I guess.
There you go. So see, now we have to go so you can ask him.
Yeah. Oh, man. What's going on over here? Crest Up? Shouts to Crest Up, new listener from Dallas, Texas.
He sent a message asking me if this is my real voice.
I can't believe you don't get tired of that. It's fine. Like, people think that, I don't know, people think weird, crappy things about my voice.
Well, so check this out. This is what he wrote. He said, is that how you really, or is that how you sound really, or part of a joke? Not quite sure what kind of
joke's
joke
on you, means. Buddy. Joke's on you, buddy. That's how it is.
No, I just get the typical, how old are you?
Mm-hmm. 347-826-7667 to the numbers. Vince in the Bay hanging out here with Sexy Mojo. If you guys want to join us, we can chop it up about everything, anything and everything. Don't matter. We lost Kishu. I'm hoping Kishu's okay. She broke away for a while there. She's been listening and then ducking in and out. I hope you're good, Kishu. I'd love for you to join me. If you want to call in, just say hi. Let me know you're all right, girl. Anyways, what else is going on? What else is on your mind these days there, Sexy Mojo?
Oh, that was just a low blow. I sent you a message earlier of what was on my mind.
No, besides that, I'm not going to acknowledge the private. That's private for a reason.
That's why I love you, Seven.
Philopat in the chat says your voice makes me skeet, Sexy Mojo. What do you think of that?
Wow. Is that a compliment?
What does skeet mean? Is that fapping? Is that fapping? Is that jerking off? Is that masturbation? What does that mean? Please clarify, bro. He actually called in for once. That was cool. That was awesome. Shouts to Philipat for calling in earlier. He had some...
Huh? 60 area code, so he's up in Washington. So we could pick him up on the way to Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Skeet is orgasm hard. Okay, thanks for the clarification. It's TMI now.
So I guess it is kind of a compliment. So thank you, Phil.
That's
so what's
tough.
Going on with
this? Oh, nothing much. Just hanging out. Just another day. I was stoked. I was kind of harried before the show, trying to get things together. I have a lot of his tracks. He's got like 4 or 5 records or something, or I don't know. I have a lot of material from him. I have a lot of songs I didn't play. I'm going to play some more songs, more stuff from him. This is one of my favorite tracks.
I saw that on YouTube. Huh? I liked it.
Yeah,
he had a few songs.
Yeah, he's awesome. I really like him a lot, too. And he's a character, for sure. And he's so intense and great to see live. He always puts together... He arranges things live really interesting, too. And it's never the same experience twice with him. You know, he'll go from it'll just be him solo or just him and a drummer to like him in a full, you know, horn section and band and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a this is one of my favorite tracks by him. This is Bad Old Buzzard by James Apollo. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's Vince and the Bang and the Bang and the Bang and the Bang.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, people, shouts out. It's Vince in the Bag back for another half hour. And if you tuned in for my guest tonight, James Apollo, you missed him. He's gone. He had a gig. He's outie. But I'm still here. You still got me. And I want to say hello to my loyal chit-chatters tonight. Beach Bum 55, Kishu, Crest Up, Lady from New Jersey, Martravak, blabbity bloop X something, I don't know. Martravius X, God knows what that means. Philo Platt and Sexy Mojo. Open lines for the next half hour. Crest Up wants me to listen to his song. Crest Up, if you want me to play your song, just go on to Blog Talk Radio and send me a message through blog, not in the chat, out in the regular Blog Talk Radio message thing. If you go to my page, there's a way you can send a message to me through Blog Talk Radio. If you want me to play your track on the air or whatever, just hit me up through there. Martravius. All right, that's cool. Martravius X. That's a cool name. I like that. Welcome, Martravius X. Shouts to you. Yeah, I'm down for playing new artists, and I like new music. I'm there, you know. I'm with it. And I'm with Sexy Mojo. She's back. Hey, Sexy.
Hey, baby.
Glad to have you back, honey. I just figured out how to say Martravius.
I see it in the chat.
Yeah, Martravius. They spelled it phonetically for us in there. It's handy dandy. I appreciate that.
So what does that stand? What's
mean? That?
What is Martravius?
Crest Up, if you want to email me. Oh, yeah, you can email me, too. I'm sorry, Crest Up. You can email me, too, for sure. My email is vinceinthebay@gmail.com. vinceinthebay@gmail.com. I would love to do a segment on my show where I do reader mail. I don't viewer or listener mail. I don't really get a lot of mail, but if you want to send me a track for me to like an MP3 to play on my show, send it there. VinceInTheBay@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter. Obviously, if you look up at that banner, it says Vince in the Bay, it's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I have a YouTube. Subscribe to me on YouTube. I'll subscribe to you. We'll be friends. We'll finger bang each other online. It'll be great. It's youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. Shouts to Lady from New Jersey. She came through, was it last night? She hung out with me in the archive. And I hope she's not being bashful and waiting for the last minute to join me again tonight. If you want to hang out, baby, just hit me up. It's the numbers on the screen. Press 1. Don't be shy. Shouts to Kishu. I hope you're feeling okay. Hang in there, sister, if you're listening. And I understand if you can't chime in. It's all good. We're holding it down, myself and Sexy Mojo and Lady from New Jersey. You're more than welcome to help us out here in the last half hour. We're holding it down late night BTR style. So, yeah, it's all good.
Good. A lady from New Jersey says, I was up all night dreaming about you last night.
No way.
That's what it says in the chat.
Wow.
You read, I need my rest. I'm an old lady.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, yeah, I'm glad she's listening. And I'm flattered that she had a dream about me. Now that I know that, I'm probably going to have a dream about her. Either that or I'm going to conjure up a wet one, a vivid wet one, if you know what I'm saying.
I want to hear about the dream. I think she should call in and tell us about her dream.
Okay. Yeah, call in and tell us about the dream. Oh, I already got a comment back on my interview with James Apollo. A friend of a friend of James and I says, nice, it's like having you guys in my living room again. Good to hear you guys. That was cool.
Yeah.
I'm checking fan mail right now, sort of an impromptu fan mail. Let me look and see what else I have here. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I got some other guests that might be. I'm going to be announcing some more special guests on the show in a couple of days. Hopefully, going to have some stuff lined up with some interesting people other than just musicians. I've had mostly musicians lately on here. And I'm going to, not that that's a bad thing. I love playing, as everybody knows, Vincent the Bay just plays too much goddamn music. So I'll take every opportunity I can to play some fucking music and jerk off to it while you guys get all pissed off in the chit-chat room. I'm trying to see. I got some. Oh, here. You suck. Here we go. This was April 19th, 8 days ago. So that was the day of the raid, I guess. This guy says,
with all your trolls.
Viewer fan mail. This is listener fan mail. This comes from a guy. We're just going to call him David. He says, David says, your show is terrible. All of your listeners are trolls, and you smell like a hairy fat pussy. Fuck off, you nerd. That's from David. Appreciate it, David.
Wow.
Let's see. What else? What other mail do I have on here? Oh, dude, that guy already sent me a song. Crest Up, are you still listening, Crest Up? You know what, Crest Up? I have enough time. I'll probably play your song before we're done. Oh, hey, Angel's here, everybody. Oh, all the goddesses are here. This is amazing. I got Angel, Kishu, Sexy Mojo, and Lady from New Jersey. This is intense. There's just too much sexiness going on here. I don't know if I can handle it. Oh my God, Angel, you need to call in. We got somebody on here on the horn here. Area code 609. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's me.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Lady from New Jersey, everybody. What's on your mind, lady from New Jersey?
Oh, well, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I really wasn't planning on calling in tonight. You had me up all last night dreaming about you after we chatted, so I figured I better go easy.
Oh, you're being silly. You weren't really dreaming about me. Come on.
I figure I better go easy because, you know, I'm getting old. I need my sleep. I can't do this every night of the week. It'll kill me.
I have a feeling you can take it. You seem like you can hang.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in my dreams. You know, it's easy when you think about it. It's a little harder when you have to do it.
That's what's up. So what's going on with the Ken Pettigrew show?
Oh, well, let me see. I was on the Ken Pettigrew show tonight. I produced some stories for him, and we get done at 1 a.m. Eastern. And just run over here and, you know, get in the good groove over here. And so far, so good. We actually had a really great show tonight. Had a couple friends call in and just talk about some stuff with Ken. So it's always fun. I mean, he always makes it a fun experience. So if you all get a chance to listen, go over to streamcastic.com, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. He's on Monday through Friday. Get your Ken adrenaline going.
That's what's up. Now, what is Ken? He for a while there, he was doing like Blog Talk and his website simultaneously. Does he even do that anymore?
He has actually done. I think he's been on Blog Talk for like 2 years, and I know that he was planning on doing his own thing. I know he went on live stream for a while, and he was simulcasting from live stream and doing like a half-hour teaser or something here on Blog Talk, and then he got picked up by Streamcastic. He is no longer doing Blog Talk at all. I don't know if he's going to come back here, but, yeah, he's no longer broadcasting from here. I think he ended like the middle of February or something. So the only place on the planet you can hear Ken now is at Streamcastic.com.
Right.
And thank you for letting me shamelessly pimp him out.
No, that's cool. You know, I feel bad because he for a while was trying to get me to do something over there, and I don't know. For right now, for what I'm trying to do and where I'm at, I'm okay with this platform for right now. I'm not married to Blog Talk Radio, but
right.
I'm kind of in a groove here and have. Kind of used to it, so. But I'm all for, you know, cross promoting and all that stuff.
I know. I think that's really great, and I think it's also really important, you know, to look out for other people. I know that on his show, he would like to, you know, give little 5 or 10 minute spots to bands that he has seen and enjoyed, just to, you know, give them a little hand up. And I think it's just important all around to do that. You know, is that if you've got the platform and you have the time. There's no harm in putting a hand up to somebody who's trying to make it, you know? And I think it's like an all-around good thing to think about for, you know, for doing on the show. So, anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I love it. Well, you're welcome to share your story here any night.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You're always so sweet. Anyway, I actually have an early appointment tomorrow morning, so I just wanted to say hi and thank you for a great show. I enjoyed your guest earlier. I thought it was really funny. And I will look forward to hearing you probably tomorrow night.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot. Lady from New Jersey, everybody. Thank you so much, sister.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Damn, it's, geez, what time is it out there? 2:30, almost, what is it, like almost 3 in the morning there? Is that right?
Where is she? Oh, yeah, Jersey, yeah.
New Jersey, hello.
Okay, so it took me a moment to remember.
Thank you, very nice.
Yep. New Jersey. I've been to New Jersey. It's a fine place. I don't know if I'd want to live there, but it's fine. Fine place, good people, very friendly people, very nice people, very always funny. Funny, good-natured, humorous individuals.
Don't you find that most places you go to?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Actually, it's not anything unique to any geographical location. I'm just trying to stroke the egos of the folks that might potentially also be listening from New Jersey. That's all. It's covering my bases.
I'm with you.
Shouts to the chit chatters for hanging tight for the whole night. That was really cool for you all to be here with me as I had my guest earlier, James Apollo, kicking it with me, and we got into opiates, growing opium. I didn't think that was going to be on the agenda. It was not in my show prep. And it took me off guard. Whatever. He keeps me on my toes, that James Apollo, I tell you. I never know what to expect from him.
I know, I enjoyed the opiate conversation.
Yeah, so we got this guy Crest up. He's like got a boner in the chat room, and he sent me this track already. And I think I already had. I think I'm going to play it here. And dude, are you now? I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you an out here, Crest up. I'm giving you an out. I will play the track if you want me to, but if I play the track, you're going to get my honest opinion about it. Okay. That's the deal. So I'm giving you a chance to out right now. I'm going to play your track, One Love, Crest up in the chat. There's a new listener tonight. He's manned up and he sent me his track, One Love. I haven't even heard it. I have not listened to it. I like the name, One Love. I don't think it's original, for one thing. I don't know. I think, maybe a guy named, what's his name? I don't know. Bob Marley came up with the title of the song or something to that effect. Am I mistaken? Am I missing something?
Maybe he's a fan.
Oh, God. I hope he didn't sample Bob Marley. That would be tacky.
Right.
You want to listen to it? Let's say, what's he saying in the chat? Is he saying play it or not?
I don't know. He sent it to me earlier in a private message, but I didn't listen to it. So just play it and let's see what it is.
All right. You asked for it. Here we go. Crest up in the chat right now. Let's see. Who do we have in the chat? We have Agitator, Angel, Beachbum, 55, Kishu, Crest up, Matrivius, X, Philo Platt, and Sexy Mojo. You're all going to get a chance to vote. This is a track that was just submitted to me by a new listener. And this is his name is Crest Up, and he's in the chat right now. And you can give him feedback, a thumbs up or thumbs down, right now, live on the air. Here it is, his track, One Love.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All we need is one love.
Oh,
you think, Sexy?
Well, so far it was a winner.
What did you like about it?
I don't know. Phil said it was a winner. I thought it was kind of catchy. It was cute.
All right, that's one for for the track. Anybody in the chat room? Do we can we get some reaction in the chat room, please? Agitator,
oh.
Angel, Beachbum 55, Kishu, Matrivius X, Philo Platt, Sexy Mojo, Your Girl Callie. If you guys, any of you caught that track by Crestup, give us a thumbs up or thumbs down. What'd you think?
Okay, Matrivius says, I'm not a big fan of auto-tune myself. To me, it sounds like a generic tune which makes money. Angel liked it. Your girl Callie liked it. And Phil says, auto-tune prejudice.
So that sounded like let's see, a lot of corrects. So let's see, that was one incorrect. Well, I mean, one didn't like it. That was for Matrivius X didn't like it. But a lot of people liked it, though. Philip Platt says it's a winner. Angel said she liked it. Angel liked it.
Your girl Callie
liked it. Philo Platt liked it. Did we already get him? Okay. Well, you know what? I have to admit, I have to be honest here, bro. I wanted to like it. I really wanted to like it. Really, really wanted to like it, dude. Don't get me wrong. You had the production value. Everything's up to snuff. It's all good. But I think I'm kind of in the Matrivius X camp, if you will. He says he's not a big fan of auto-tune, and it sounds generic, like a generic money-making type of vehicle. And I think I would echo that. I have a prejudice against auto-tune. I think it sounds cliche. I think it's even if it's used ironically, it's just outplayed. And
yeah.
I personally enjoy, if anything, if you're going to use some effect on your voice, I would go with TalkBox, like the Peter Frampton style. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Agitator liked it. Oh, let's chuck that one up. Agitator liked it, too. So that's a lot of likes, and so overall, you won, bro. I personally, that was about what, it was maybe like six or seven, yes, and then two that said no.
Angel says you guys are mean.
Well, Angel is an angel, and she can't fathom being mean to anybody. She's a blessing to the world. She's as charming and smart as she is beautiful, and she can't fathom ever losing her temper or becoming mad at any individual for any petty reason whatsoever.
Well, good for her. Martravius says not mean, just honest. I'm with Martravius.
Anyway, I really appreciate the love. We got about 10 minutes to go. The lines are wide open. If you guys want to join me, now's the time to do it. My guest, James Apollo, has left the building, if you know what I'm saying. And he's gone. I played a bunch of tracks by him. I just played the track by Crestup that got a thumbs up from you, the listeners. So big ups to you, Crestup. You should call in, bro. Actually, what town are you? I should give Crestup a, since he won, more or less, He overall got a thumbs up from the listeners. I think we should give Crestup a prize. So Crestup, if you could just tell me what town and state you're in, I'll shoot you off a prize.
I think he was from Texas, but I don't remember.
Dallas, Texas. Oh, I think he did say that. Dallas, Texas. Confirm that. Dallas, Texas.
Okay, I'll wait until he sends a message.
He says he's from Nigeria. Are you in Nigeria right now, though? I want to give you a prize. Are you in Dallas or Nigeria right now? Or Dallas, Nigeria. Is there a town in Nigeria called Dallas?
I don't know. Oh, Martravius said if Mozart had autotune, he wouldn't be Mozart.
All right, so it's Dallas, Texas. All right. Here we go. So for winning the newbie challenge, or what should we call this contest? I mean, he just out of nowhere just manned up and said, "Hey, yo, play my track," and everybody liked it. What would you call that? What is that like? I want to call that like a something.
I don't know, but you got to admit the man's got balls. So hey, give him credit for that. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't like his song.
What's that?
I said, even if you didn't like his song, you should give him credit for having balls to just send you a track out of randomness.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Okay, so
he is from Dallas. He is calling or joining us from Dallas, Texas. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to hook him up with a prize for successfully entertaining the audience here tonight with a song, for capturing their hearts with your track One Love. I have for you here, courtesy of Vince in the Bay and Disorderly Conduct, Crestup, you are the proud winner of a fountain. That's right. It's been used more as a plant holder than a fountain as of recently, but it is a functioning fountain. And the top is broken off, but I'm sure it could be reattached. It's as is. I will not. There's no questions asked. It's as is. You can pick it up between 5 and 6 tomorrow afternoon in Euless. I don't know if you know where Euless is, but there you go. You get a new fountain, a used fountain, but it's new to you, for successfully submitting a track and captivating the Vince in the Bay listenership. There you go. Going to paste your prize in the chat here, Crestup. Shouts out to you, Crestup. There you go. That's your prize, Crestup, for participating tonight on the program, a used fountain. It's broken, but you can probably still use it. So it still works.
Okay, so Boston Ant came up with a name. He said, let's call it Taking a Risk and See What Happens Game. I think that should be like an ongoing game you start playing.
Okay. I'll take that into consideration. Thank you very much.
Look at the entertainment it'll add to the show.
Yeah. I'm looking for any way I can angle in a morsel of entertainment. Believe me. Working on it. Well, tonight was entertaining for me, at least. I had fun. I haven't, honestly... James is a friend of mine. He's been a friend for a while, and I haven't talked to him in probably a year or two. And that was the first time I've talked to him in a while. So that was a nice little treat for me tonight. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Sexy Mojo. Did you enjoy his music? Do you think you would like to go see him perform?
I think we should go up on the 14th.
Okay. I'll see what I know what you want to do, baby. We'll see what we can do. I'll See if I can't make things happen. Okay. Anywho, hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm going to wind things up here in a second. Thanks to Sexy Mojo for hanging out with me tonight. Thanks to all the goddesses. You know who you are, goddesses. Angel, Kishu, Sexy Mojo. I really appreciate the love. Just seeing you angels and the goddesses, excuse me. Just seeing the goddesses in the chat room is enough to keep my boner fully erect and throbbing throughout the entire course of the program. You fuel my fire, ladies. And without you, I this wouldn't be possible. This just wouldn't happen. I don't know why I've been blessed. I don't know why I'm so lucky to have such sexy and wildly talented women surrounding me. It's a curse and a blessing, I know, but I bear this burden for all of you. And I do this every night here. It's called Disorderly Conduct. I'll do it again tomorrow night. No special guest lined up tomorrow. I don't know what is tomorrow, Thursday? I think the Sharks might be starting tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe Goofy will call. Hopefully Goofy will call in if the Sharks are on. And I'll just take calls. It'll be open lines, I guess, tomorrow. One last shout out to the chat room. I'm still here. You still there, Sexy?
I am.
Okay.
My trivia says, do you have a picture of Mojo?
Oh, no. Come on, you goddamn pervert. Have some class. Have some dignity, you goddamn worthless, desperate bastard. Whatever. All right. Hey, goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Agitator, Angel, Beachbum 55, Kishu, Crest Up, Matravius X, Philoplat, Sexy Mojo. I love you, and we'll make love to you again very soon right here on this Blog Talk Radio station. This program I call Disorderly Conduct every night. This week I'm going to be doing 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. And you can check out the archives at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. And subscribe to the podcast, the iTunes, if you missed an episode or missed the beginning of this episode, whatever. You can subscribe to me on iTunes there. And thank you so much again. I love you all. And catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Until tomorrow night, peace out, yo. And this is, there's one more track from James Apollo. This is Born Lucky. Peace out.
not feel bored at all. Them living in this hole, I'm in watching painted on the wall.
Motherfuckers, it's Vince of the Bay. It's the bonus track. Nobody knew it. Everybody hung up. Everybody went away, but I'm still here. And if you're listening in on the podcast and the archives and you kept listening, this is kind of like the Beatles bonus track. After, well, I didn't let a bunch of silence go by. I just came right back in, but whatever. I'm really stoked that James came through. I uploaded all this James's Apollo crap onto my switchboard, and I didn't get to half of it, but yeah, that was a great time. I guess this is just sort of the post game wrap up now. I appreciate all the love, all the listenership. We had a nice little solid turnout tonight. It seems the troll business is sort of gone for now. Last week was intense, so this week so far it's kind of back to life and business as usual, as far as listenership goes. But I really had a good time tonight. James Apollo, once again, jamesapollo.com is where you can check him out. He's a badass guy, and he's a badass performer. And I look forward to having him back on here again sometime soon. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for coming out. And check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And here's a special little nugget I'm going to leave you as I sign off. This is one more James Apollo track. This is a special... I don't think this is released anywhere on any of his albums or anything. This is a track, a reworking of one of his standards. This is one of his songs redone, but it's like an accordion style version, and it's pretty cool. This is an exclusive right here on Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay, an exclusive unreleased track from James Apollo, a little bonus track, if you will, as we say goodbye. Here it is, James Apollo with all the little, James Apollo with all the pretty little horses.
makes a little horsey. When you wake, you have cake and all. You pretty little horsey.
Thank you very much.